Word up, word of mouth Wednesday. We're here for another Wednesday. This is Wednesday, the 24th of February, 2010, 7 to 8 p.m. We'll be here in the studio. My name's Daniel Libby, and we got a big show coming up tonight. It is African Liberation Month on CKLN. Tonight, we're going to welcome some guests here live in the studio. We have Manura Douglas and Tristan Coffey from the Concerned Toronto Citizens for Dr. York, and also from the All Eyes on Egypt Books and Things, United Nawapians Worldwide. The movement is going on. Plus, we got more info coming up on the show. We've got a special report from this the events of this past weekend at the Olympic Spirit event that took place here in downtown Toronto at City Hall, when the Toronto Truth Seekers were forcibly removed from the area for handing out flyers. And plus, we'll have some more news of the day and stuff coming up later on in the show. But we'll have our guests coming up right after this break. We just got a few messages to play here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday.
February is Black History Month. In celebration, TDE is proud to present Then and Now, with an amazing lineup of 13 cultural events, including a celebration of the Black experience in cinema and an exploration of African dance. This series recognizes the importance of Black history in an exciting and interactive way. For a full list of TD events, visit www.td.com/Black History Month 2010.
African Liberation Month, a celebration of the African spirit and achievement throughout the world. At CKLN 88.1 FM, we commemorate these achievements with a week of special programming from February 20th to the 28th. There will be radio documentaries, music specials, discussions on film, poetry, and books. Special highlights include a live-to-air panel discussion on Haiti, its history, and its people, and the annual Black Addicts in Recovery radio show produced by Victor Baines Marshall. Tune in to CKLN 88.1 FM, where February and every month is African Liberation Month.
Have a service or product you want the public to know about?
Then advertise with CKLN 88.1 FM. Call sales at 416-979-5251, extension 2373.
Our diverse multicultural music and spoken word programming is streamed and broadcast 24/7 to the GTA and is heard throughout Southern Ontario on Rogers 947.
We can be heard on the web at www.ckln.fm.
Contact our sales office weekdays, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Or drop in at 55 Gould Street at Church, second floor in the Ryerson Student Campus Center.
To advertise your product or service with CKLN, email advertising@ckln.fm.
Or call sales at 416-979-5251, extension 2373.
CKLN, celebrating 25 years of independent radio.
All right, word up, word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here on the show, and joining me here today in the studio, I'd like to welcome Manura Douglas and Tristan Coffey. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Oh yeah, thanks for being on the show. And I know you're representing the Concerned Toronto Citizens for Dr. York campaign, and also the United Nawapians Worldwide. And you know, I was thinking of I know we've had Tristan Coffey on the show before, and Manura, this will be your first time on the Word of Mouth. So yeah, thanks for coming on. But I think maybe just to start, are there any updates with the Concerned Citizens for Dr. York? What's going on with the Dr. York campaign, the political prisoner Dr. York?
Well, currently right now what's happening is we're really worried about his well-being and health, because he's now 64. Mm-hmm. Soon to be 65 years old, and he's in the worst prison in the United States. Just to reiterate, he is currently being illegally tortured and imprisoned. There is a lack of evidence as far as to keep him there. It's cruel and unusual punishment to have somebody who of his caliber of intellect and scholastic ability for him to be still within that place. So we want him to get him until he can be freed, completely. We would like him to at least be in a place that can deal with his medical needs. So that's currently what we're pushing right now. And just an overall awareness, especially in African Liberation Month, to a continually dedicated effort put forth by him via his books, materials, lectures, so on and so forth, to assist in that process.
Right. And I know we got into a bit about the case the last time I interviewed you. So we might not need to go into the details of that, because I think you can find, we got the archive on Radio for All if anybody wants to check out that. But I was wondering, you know, like, what are some of the things that your group and the movement is doing right now with the Dr. York case?
Currently, right now, we are in connection with people who are directly related to his case, lawyers, concerned advocates across the states, and also, you know, as far as Europe and London and whatnot like that. And we make sure that we keep researching and combing the media to find similar cases where, well, of course, this is a kind of a unprecedented case as to what happened as far as his case in particular, but to find a similar rulings and whatnot where we could go via law a reversal, because currently he is in a position where during his imprisonment, I think that if they haven't already done it, they're trying to do away with the habeas corpus within the United States. And that's something that is going to make our job a lot harder, in the sense that he can't even protest why he's in prison anymore. So we're watching a literal erosion of not only our rights and freedoms, but also an erosion of his, while he continues to be literally held prisoner based upon his social, political beliefs and values.
Right. And how about Manura? How did you get involved with this? This whole situation and movement, I guess.
Well, I actually came across a couple of his books about a year or two ago. And from that, it kind of just stemmed into, okay, who is this individual? I was so interested in his works that I also wanted to find out who was this man. And I actually found out that he was wrongly convicted for a crime that they have no evidence of. And so that actually sparked something inside of me to start advocating for innocent prisoners, not just Malachi K. York, but if you even, like Tristan said, if you look even further, there are still other individuals who are convicted of crimes as well that are innocent. And so it just kind of just stemmed from there, just reading his books, learning about him, coming in contact with other individuals, and it just stemmed from there, pretty much.
I see. So it's like sort of almost like you could have you could call it Concerned Toronto Citizens for Innocent Prisoners.
Yes, definitely.
Because you got multiple, not just Dr. York. But I know Dr. York, since we talked about him before, his case is a bit extreme because of the severity of the charges, the amount of years, and also what he was setting up in Georgia with involving Egypt. And I wanted to ask you actually about that, because I know I got your business card and it says Egypt to the West. What is Egypt to the West?
Well, basically, what was being set up was not just it being Egypt of the West, but it was also on a place called Rock Eagle Mound. This is within the States. This is within Georgia that we're talking about. What happened is there was property that was collectively owned by the organization, United Wapiis Worldwide. That point in time was called United Wapi Nation of Moors, and was basically step-by-step reclaiming all the different cultural identities that misnomered black people have or African people have, and setting the record straight. So Egypt is, of course, this is a very hot topic as far as debate and whatnot, but the original Egyptians, beyond a shadow of a doubt, were very, very dark brown and lived in Africa, and i.e. there were Africans. And there were so many cultural there's just so much that Egypt had to offer to the world and still does have to offer to the world, that it was an important point to step or start from as far as a reclamation of black people's identity as being, yes, highly productive contributors to society and just the world's history in general. So that was established in Georgia and literally began to build pyramids in Georgia and live in a culture where it was to give a sense of identity to our children and also to reclaim what is really the world's history but needs to be put back in the color that it should be.
For real, and we're talking about Dr. York, we're talking about All Eyes on Egypt, and I just wanted to actually play, maybe we can just play a quick track here, is actually a track by Dr. York, You Are Everything. I found it online, and we'll be back with more talk after this. Back on the show, it's about 7:23 p.m. We've got our guests here, Miura Douglas and Tristan Coffey, talking with us. We're talking about a lot of different stuff, and it is African Liberation Month. We got into a bit into the Egypt on the West, Egypt to the West. But I want to ask you also about the All Eyes on Egypt, because that's the other thing that's written on the business card that I got of yours. So what is exactly All Eyes on Egypt? And
well, actually, All Eyes on Egypt is it's kind of like a warehouse of Malachi K. York's teachings, his books, any of his audios. We actually hold classes because a lot of the works that he's done range from all different types of topics, from archaeology, religion, health, science, you name it. So it's just like one place where people can come together to do any type of research that they want, to learn more about Malachi K. York, to learn more about the Egypt culture, to learn more about themselves, because it's not just catered just directly to that one specific region. It actually goes into more in depth about, let's say, China, Europe, all different histories of all different types of people.
So this is like, so it's like a store and an educational place.
It is, definitely. It's a school.
Nice. And this is in Toronto?
Yes, it is. It's at Dufferin and Eglinton.
Nice. And, because I was checking online, actually, and I found that there's an All Eyes on Egypt bookstore.com site, but then on that site it says location is in Middleage, Georgia. Does your store have any connection with this one in Georgia?
Yes, actually, there's actually different bookstores situated in different places. This one in particular we have in Toronto is the only one we have right now in Toronto. But that one, we do look at that one as towards, let's say, like a home office type of thing.
Right. Okay. So I guess if anybody can't make it to the one in to the location in Toronto, you can check it out online. Mm-hmm. And I saw you could order stuff there, too. Mm-hmm. So I also wanted to ask you about, though, because this is African Liberation Month. Yeah, and you mentioned that you had the store and this educational school going on. What if people were listening and they're interested in, you know, African Liberation Month and studying more, is there any, like, specifics that you would get into for recommendations for what to research? What are you guys researching these days?
Oh my gosh. the more, I guess we can all say that the more that we study, the more that we realize we don't know anything, and the wider the variety of study. But I mean anything from one of the first books that really got me really interested, because the thing in African Liberation Month, what happens is it's slavery. Slavery, 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 slavery. A couple of martyrs got killed, and then it's more slavery. And that is not interesting. It doesn't grab me personally to just hear about slavery. Now, don't get me wrong. It's important to know. Mm-hmm. But it's also important to know, I don't know, the past few thousand years that before that, or perhaps where the origin of slavery began. What was a slave? Slave is a Latin word, Slav. That was talking about Europeans enslaving Europeans. That had nothing to do with Black people at that point. So really, I can probably speak to both of them. We study everything. Like, we study everything from quantum physics to religion to wherever you want to go, because we like to relate to people. It's not something where it's like you necessarily have to conform to one. It's not a religious thing. Like, it's really a don't get mad, prove me wrong thing. Like, we're giving you the facts. We're giving you the facts about wherever you want to go, whether it's, you know, world politics, New World Order, secret societies, if you want to go to ancient Egypt, the mystery schools, if you want to go to Moore's indigenous studies, that's what we do. But our questions and our study sessions are in a question and answer format, so that it's not necessarily you have to be dictated to, and, you know, your brain goes on, you know, cruise control, and we just dictate to you. No, we want to inspire people to start opening up their minds, and that's through questions, because you have to actually be interested about what you're talking about to ask, you know. So
definitely. And Munira, do you have any recommendations?
Yes, in addition to that, like how Tristan actually brought up about slavery and how it's Slavic, these questions actually lead to other questions that it will gear off into something else. Instead of just talking about slavery, then it will gear off into, okay, the history of the language, where that word came from. Then that's going to stem to something else. So really what you're teaching, what we're trying to actually teach, is that not just the answer to that one question, but to start generating something in someone's mind where, okay, that's going to lead to this, this is going to lead to this, and it's going to make you want to study. Because nowadays people, we find that it's just about this one thing. People are very focused on their daily lives and everything else is kind of irrelevant. But right now it's just, okay, this is going to lead to this, this is going to lead to this. Questions just keep getting generated and people have discussions. People don't want to have discussions. So now it's just a matter of let's communicate, let's ask questions, let's figure this thing out together.
Nice. And I know one thing that's on a lot of some Torontonians' mind, I hear people talking about it, is this exhibit we're seeing right now in Toronto of King Tut, the old Egyptian pharaoh, is on display right now at the Art Gallery of Ontario. And I was actually wondering, you know, if you're, since you guys are in this, you got All Eyes on Egypt, the bookstore, you got the school, Egypt to the West movement. Do you guys have any comments on this King Tut being on display?
I actually had the privilege of going to the AGO a couple of weeks ago. I didn't actually know that he wasn't going to actually be there. So I was a little disappointed in that. But there were a couple of artifacts that I found quite interesting. But other than that, no, unless you research about what you're going to see beforehand, you really don't get a full grasp of what you're seeing. So what I actually would encourage and what I actually did was research a couple of the artifacts afterwards, because once you, let's say you go into the museum and you see it, you're not really getting a full understanding of what you're seeing. So that's what I actually encourage people to do is before and afterwards, just research what you're doing, research what you're seeing so that you can really understand what it is that you're looking at.
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that I can thank Dr. York for is really establishing a link all the way from Egypt down to today. And I see it as an insult, really. I see it as an insult. I would never pay to go and, you know, see one of my ancestors. I think that if we were to flip the situation, I don't know, say go to England or go to, you know, a site where, you know, you have a great European, and there are great Europeans, you know, buried, and I dig them up, and I don't ask anybody, I just dig them up after colonizing the country, and then I, you know, take them around and put them on display. I cut them up, I take pieces of their body, you know, genetically analyze them and whatnot, start to change the very character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're like, saying malaria now, yeah.
It's nothing short of an insult. Mm-hmm. And I think that they should immediately, first of all, ask me permission if they should put this on display, let alone me going to pay money to go and see it. To me, that is absolute disrespect. And if this truly is a democracy and if this really is such a multicultural Toronto, then I think David Miller should have stepped in and said, no, listen, before you do this, make sure that all their ancestors, first of all, have their permission asked as to whether or not this can be here. And secondly, all those proceeds, because those, it's funny. If you look at Western culture, it's based upon Egypt. Whether a lot of people realize that or not, by all means, come and, you know, find out for yourselves. And so is this culture, in a certain respect, still built upon the backs of black people. If you want to call it slavery, I would call it kidnapping. But they should all the proceeds that go from that exhibit should be going to those black communities, because they're responsible for this society and the society that came before it.
All right. Some powerful words here on African Liberation Month, and I think we should we'll leave it there. But do you have any last details of how people can get in contact or where people can go again?
Well, we do have our free question and answer classes every Sunday. That's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and that's taking place at the actual bookstore itself. That's All Eyes on Egypt, Books and Things. We're located at 1796 Eglinton Avenue West. Like Manira had said, that's just east of Dufferin on the north side, across from the McDonald's for you health food lovers. And, you can get a hold of us at 647-891-6014 or 416-828-1484.
Awesome. Tristan Coffey, Muneera Douglas, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Great. And we're just going to throw it to a music track here. It's Ali Son of Abdul, track of Mute Screams Mentaltainment Artists on the track called Warning. Check it out. Word of mouth. We'll be right back. Word up.
Left, left, left. none of y'all will catch me. Can't see me. Yeah, microchips, your screens, your cameras. None of y'all will ever catch me. With my various aliases if I have to. You'll never catch me. Because I'm in the system right now. Catch me if you can, kids. So rebel, I live forever. Said I don't believe in God, but I do the devil. See the evil on the pole, watch us through the devil. See the queen up on the throne with the jewels and pencil. Forever, living thieving metal. Other speed in seven heaven, free from getting bitter. We get it better from the village to the building settled. My home way sending with my food on many levels. Spice and spit was labeled less than adequate. Use language and nationality to say I'm back with it. I'm back again and just as savage as you label me. Digest the definition and regurgitate your hate for me. I hope you love it, soak it in like all the covers of the smallpox blankets that you gave my other brothers. But then again, I guess to them we both Indian. Some of us by choice and others not prepared to hit and whip. Images, pictures and black boxes, cameras. Hearing us in intersections, hitting my diameter. Like wanting something. All my freedom, you're seeing nothing. Black boxes, cameras, pivoters and intersections hitting my diameter like running, something. All my freedom, yeah. You see it, nothing. I don't pose for your camera, you'll not get me on picture. ID won't be swiped at your bar or by your sensor. Vehicles, I'm switching digit manuals, intersections on the background, on the stroll, on the low, slightly lifted. People keep your vision, cause they'll take us in divisions. Universal government, enslave us for their prism. They want us in their prison and they want us drunk and lifted. Dancing like a gypsy, half naked and facing sentence. The mallet hit the balance of balance, the witness fallacy. Nails of it, they process our food and we fight for calories. Nails of it, you and I know blueprints, but our fingerprints. Blueprints what we living in, they'll use it when they ready. Get ready cause they ready, programming them as disseminate. Penmanship the race and we using computing everywhere. Picture us, single us, print and gimmick us. Stencil us, come on fam, you know that they be hitting with. Images, pictures and black boxes, cameras. Hearing us at intersections, hitting my diameter. Like wanting something. All my freedom, you're seeing nothing. Images, pictures and black boxes, cameras. Hearing us at intersections, hitting my diameter. Like wanting something. All my freedom, you're seeing nothing. I will conquer any content you caucus is conjure. You can't conjure. I'm the nerd of Allah. You 40 watt bulb, say alhamdulillah. I'm praying that your locks broke. You can't see me with your microscopes and techies. Sign project acting with a low financial bracket. Sugar packet sandwich, secondhand for father's ashes. Focused on the smoke, but told to focus on my places while the program see it active. Broke us into classes and they sort us into fractions. War for resources while they hold the greater axis. Controlling all the passions, these hoes maintain the masses. Scoping all the tubes, sipping cola, acting passive while they trap us acting captive. Captively, we captain life competitive for fragments. Snapping in their pictures and they wish to get my images. Limited, I'm limitless, you primitive while hitting with nothing. All of your sophistication is nothing compared to me and my people. Mobilize the planet. You feel me walking? I know you can hear it.
This is Kevin Annett with the friends and relatives of the disappeared, and I want you to listen to Word of Mouth Wednesday.
Word up. Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back on the show. It's about 7:37 p.m. We're moving along here. You just heard that. There was just a quick drop there of Kevin Annett. Kevin Annett, a former reverend with the United Church, who's now spending most of his time working with the friends and relatives of the disappeared. And speaking on the issue of the residential schools, the legacy of the residential schools. If you've been listening the past few weeks, we played some clips of the rally that just took place a few weeks ago in Toronto. And I guess there's different things going on all across Canada. And I'm just bringing this up just because there was some controversy that came up on the Toronto Media Co-op where I had posted the video and the audio segment that we played a couple weeks ago on Word of Mouth. And I uploaded it to the site, toronto.mediacoop.ca, and then it got featured. It got featured on the main site, which is mediacoop.ca, which all the, you know, there's one in Halifax, there's one in Vancouver, one in Toronto, and then there's different contributors all across the country, and then it goes into the main feeder site, mediacoop.ca, and it got featured, but then within a few hours, it was delisted, defeatured. Because of a controversy, I guess there's some people within the media co-op who don't think that Kevin Annett has the best intentions And there was some controversy, and then different people had looked it up, and I think somebody from the Toronto Media Co-op had sent in a concern that the editorial policy wasn't being followed when it was delisted, and then I think it's been relisted. So I think it's still up there, though. That was the whole thing. The controversy wasn't they weren't against the segment, and they weren't against the work of the Toronto Media Co-op. They were just didn't like the idea of having Kevin Annett as the headline of the Media Co-op site. But it was always going to be on there. They just didn't want to feature it. But then I think it got refeatured even. So I'm not even sure, totally sure where it's where it's at now. But on the audio segment, somebody, I guess maybe it was the same person that I complained, posted a link to an article, a magazine article from The Tyee. And if you can check out the newspaper The Tyee, if you're looking for an alternate opinion on Kevin Annett, then check that one out. The article does begin with a quote from, I think it's Noam Chomsky, saying that Kevin Annett is more deserving of a Nobel Peace Prize than many people who have won it before. But the situations going on worldwide, but really it's getting into the local what we're seeing going on in downtown Toronto. And I know Black Christians talked a bit about this on the Rude Awakenings. I heard some of his shows on I tuned into the show Monday because I wanted to hear what he was going to say about it, because I was there on Saturday. What happened on Saturday on the Toronto Truth Seekers meetup was the meetup was at, it's usually always at Yonge and Dundas, and there's, you know, flyering goes on, getting the information out to Canadians, and then once you're standing out on the street with flyers about like new world order conspiracy issues, interesting characters walk up and begin, and you know, if you have a group name like Toronto Truth Seekers, people start talking, people start trying to tell you what the truth is, you know, people that have different opinions on what's going on with politics and stuff. And so that was what was going on. We were just we decided to move on from the Yonge and Dundas area to a few blocks away, which is Toronto City Hall, Nathan Phillips Square, because we recognized that there was a lot of people going in that direction because there was an Olympic celebration that took place on Saturday. And we were just on the furthest, we were on a very far corner away from any like Olympic celebration going on, but there was still a lot of people walking by. And you know, we're on the sort of near where Old City Hall is, but we're on closer to Nathan Phillips Square, or closer to the new City Hall. And well, there's a whole situation where security approached us, and it wasn't just security, it was also some of the the people working for the event first approached us, said, "You can't hand out flyers and you guys have to leave." And then it got to the point where people were just, you know, wondering why, what was the rule that we're breaking and why do we have to leave? And you know, when I look back onto it, you know, I can't remember there being any point where they said that, you know, you could just put the stuff away and stay. And in terms of I had a video camera and I was recording it. That's where you're going to hear this audio from. And they never, at no point did any of them ever mention my camera or say that I needed to put the camera away. It wasn't until the police arrived later that the camera became an issue, because police don't like to be recorded when they're interacting with you. And we're getting a bit off track here. And maybe the best thing I think that might be to do would just be for me to play this segment. And I think that might be a bit enough of an intro, because I'll think about what I was meaning to say. Or what I'm going to say to finish this up, because I think this will give you a better explanation of what went on, because you're going to hear it live here. The reason that you'll hear a few of the voices dubbed out, or you know, like the modulation changed on them, was because they were threatening a lawsuit, and this is a situation where it's a public-private event. It's basically a private event in a public space by a private company who's got the public grounds. So we're seeing this partnership that's going on. So I've called this one Public-Private Olympic Celebration at City Hall. And this is, here's the segment. This is Toronto Street Seekers, what went on Saturday.
Infowars.com, right on the back it says, Google the following. The Georgia Guidestones, UN Agenda 21, Codex Alimentarius, Mercury and vaccines, vaccine ingredients.
This is not...
We have permanent public property. That's right.
Right, no, exactly. So you guys can be there. Get all this on film. All right, so we're being argued with. We're going to stand right here. This is going to be illegal soon. That's why we're doing this now.
Yeah.
It's going to be illegal.
Trouble in Communist Canada.
Trouble in Communist Canada. Trouble in Communist Canada. Corporations tape and mouth shut, slap and strangle it.
Trouble in Communist Canada. Corporations tape and mouth shut, slap and strangle it. Trouble in Commie Canada. Crack a brew, crack a big smile, slap a handle it. Trouble. In Communist Canada, corporate protecting our shirt, slap a strangler, trouble. In Commie Canada, crack a boo, crack a big smile, slap a handle, we in trouble. Yeah.
We were just told that Nathan Phillips Square event has taken over the entire sidewalk and everything here up to the road.
Hey, the gang security out here now.
They're not going to fight with us. They don't want it.
It's the Republicrats.
Yeah.
The bottom line is simply this, is that you can't stop them.
There's more of us than them.
You know what you're dealing with, ma'am? You're dealing with apathy, complacency,
that's why we're here,
and
though.
A difference. Yeah, but you can't beat them. It's done. By the way, Perot
Danny,
had 19.
Get over here.
You had populist guys
look,
ready to
round
up.
What is the law? What is the bylaw you're referencing here?
You can't.
Like where is the...
Right
no, I'm going to write down the law that we're violating to make sure we're violating the law. If not, we're not violating any law.
It's not for argument. It's not for discussion. You can either leave peacefully, or we can escort you off.
If this bylaw doesn't override the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, then you don't have to enforce it. So you don't have to enforce this if it takes away the rights of Canadians' free speech at a Canadian Olympic event.
This is your final warning. If you do not leave the property...
What are you doing?
We don't want to interrupt the Olympic celebration here. Can you cite me the law that we're violating? Because if we're not breaking the law, we can't just have people telling us you have to go.
Trespassing on private property.
All these people are trespassing.
We're far away from the celebration.
This is part of the square.
This is off the square. Where's normally public...
We can leave peacefully, or we can escort you off the property.
What are we doing?
Not up for discussion, okay? Enough.
Tell me what.
No, you have to let us know. Like, just let us know. Just let us know. Just
like the law.
I'm not allowed to stand on the road. That's a violation. You're going to force me to break the law by standing on the road? What's your ID, man?
All right, we'll give you a bronze for that one.
Lawyer should be arrested.
Bottom line is simply this, is that you've done your best, you know? Wow. You'll be, look, in the end, we'll be executed. When they'll give us an escort guard.
Yeah.
They'll say, at least these guys, they were awake. Escort them and execute them. See you later.
You guys, let's go.
Let's get out of here.
What is the bylaw?
I ordered you something to stop it. I see it's still recording. What's that? You're not following my orders?
Anyway, yeah, we were told by security we're not allowed to be on the thing because we're trespassing it. They were providing no laws for it. So they said, basically, there's no room for discussion yet. What happened to our constitutional right? Free of speech. Because what we're just giving a flyer is basically we're giving this flyer out here. But the Georgia Guidestones, UN Agenda, you know, Mercury in the Thing, NWO, fluoride poison, you know, eugenics, endgame. So we're just handing it out, and they said the whole street, the whole Liverpool Square, even up to the sidewalk, is on private property now. So I'm thinking, well, if you're not part of the celebration, you're going on public property, you're trespassing, wouldn't you? I mean, why didn't you say everyone walked on the street? You know, we just want to know what we're doing wrong. We're just handing out flyers. We're not instigating anything. We're just trying to promote free speech.
They do have the Trespass to Property Act stating if they do own the property, legally they can tell us to leave, but we haven't seen any proof saying that they've rented the square. They haven't shown any documents of any kind.
What's up? Here we go.
Did you get any of that?
Yeah.
Did you get the cop coming over to me? The heavy cop with the mustache?
They haven't shown us any proof saying that they've rented the square, so they have the legal right to tell us to leave.
So what did they say now?
The cop just basically threatened me. He said, I'm going to make your life hell if you don't leave. And
Jesus Christ.
And so it was
serve
just a threat.
Protect,
he asked my ID. I said I didn't have any on him. But we were just told to leave. Nobody could cite the law. Nobody could cite the bylaw.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody could show me a map. Nobody could show me nothing. And so... That's why I said get this on film, because this could be evidence in a court case.
Our freedoms are being discouraged right now, you know?
The guy was saying, do you have a permit to film here? Do you know these Olympic logos are copyright? I was like, no, sir, I don't know that. You don't know that? How stupid are you? You're in film school. You don't know these are all copyright? No. We're not even filming to make money. We're not filming to sell this. We're just filming to put it out there, like everybody who takes a picture beside this TV Olympic logo and puts it up on Facebook. So what is the damn difference?
The difference is we're putting the truth on paper and trying to educate the public, and they don't want that.
Danny,
we can identify this as the fascism, the corporate merger with the government. They're saying it's private property, but this is definitely public building. This is City Hall. We got some more trouble here.
My friend here is being ID'd, and so this is going to be evidence if he gets charged with anything, this is going to be evidence.
Okay, you know what? Let me see. I need your name and info, buddy.
Look,
my camera.
We were asked.
Word up, this is it. The end of freedom in Canada. We're just leaving the City Hall area, and I had my camera out, and you can't film there today because they have an Olympic celebration. The police officers just came over and told me that I could be sued right now. He said he wanted to see my ID.
All right, February 20th, 2010. Just had a great adventure over at Toronto City Hall. Essentially, the City Hall security said we have to move past, away from the festival, the sidewalk area close to the road. We had to get off there because that was also rented by the city. They were trying to intimidate me until they entrapped me into doing something illegal. And one of the things was with ID. Guy said, do I have ID? I said, no. Kept pressuring me right up in my face. And the guy's like, whipped out his notepad and said, I want your name. So I accidentally farted out Joe, just kind of as a joke. And then another colleague of mine mentioned my first name, I think. And then the cop said, okay, that guy could be arrested for lying to a cop. So that's the bottom line, is that don't be entrapped into that. Don't give false name. Don't give false information. You have the right to remain silent. They could have taken me in if I was truly a person who's suspicious or who's dangerous. They could have said, well, ID or not, you can't be allowed to be in the public until we get for certain whether or not you've committed a criminal activity or you're about to or you're conspiring to. So they didn't have any of that, so there was no reason to ask for my ID. And when a cop asks for your ID and has no reason to, you can resist that, and it's important. And this is not anti-police. I got to put this out there. I shot the sheriff. I didn't shoot the deputy. At the very top of all institutions, there is corruption. But the bottom line is we still have rights in this country, and as long as we challenge our rights being taken away, there's a chance we can keep them.
Pyramids on the internet, 87
on the streets now. We on the streets now. We on the streets now. And we never gonna stop. We on the streets now. We on the streets now. We on the streets now. And we never gonna stop. We on the streets now. We on the streets now. We on the streets now.
And that was an excerpt from Black Christmas track, We on the Streets Now. And I'd like to end the segment with that, because that's basically what the Toronto Truth Seekers came to the conclusion of after this whole incident happened. And there were actually no arrests. It was just the threat of arrest, the threat of a lawsuit, and the, you know, the forcible ejection from the area, from the street, to a different street, basically going from one street to another street because one is owned or considered private and the other is considered public. So it gets confusing when you have these public-private partnerships going on. And then, you know, when the people came up to us, and we could already tell that they were upset that they weren't going to listen to any kind of explanation from us from what we were doing. But you know, it does surprise me a bit that there was no other option other than that we had to leave, you know, that they never gave the option to stay with, you know, put your flyers away, you can stay, put your camera away, you can stay. You know, the guy never even mentioned the camera, the first guy that came up, but then he came back later, saying that he's going to have a lawsuit against me. If his image or recording is ever shown, and I didn't even remember ever, you know, filming this guy. I'm just filming the Toronto Truth Seekers. But anyways, this situation got into, you know, it just made me think about, you know, what's all this stuff that's going on, and I guess that Black Christian, I think, made he made a good statement at the end of that, where he was, or he made a good explanation for his statement, where he's saying that he's not trying to be anti-police by talking about this stuff. And I don't think, because I understand that these guys have a job to do, and you know, there's the police that work for the city, but then there's also the private police that it says City of Toronto on their shirt, but they explain they're a private security force. Well, I could see almost where they're coming from if the reason that they're upset is because their employers are in a tough spot, because this was a CTV Olympic celebration, and I know CTV has been actually requesting from the government. Some people describe it as a bailout, and this has to do with a fee for carriage thing. And CTV is saying that it doesn't have the kind of money to fund Canadian programming, so it's looking for the federal government to fund Canadian programming. And financial people are saying that this is a bailout. So CTV itself might be in a bad situation. So if this first guy that came up to us that got the security involved and then the cops involved was actually, you know, is a CTV employee, then I can understand him being upset because they're in a tough spot economically. And the same goes with the City of Toronto employees. Even though we talked about the surplus last week, that they posted a budget surplus, that's the first one, I think, in some years. And it's also possibly voodoo economics, as Royce and James explained in his article that we talked about on the show last week. But, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on situation going on worldwide and big things going on in Toronto. And I just want to mention that you can check out some events. Good places to go to find events are, you can check out rabble.ca, socialistproject.ca/events, torontotruthseekers.com for meetups, and then nowar.ca. No War's got a lot of Toronto Coalition to Stop the War, anti-war events. Also, this Sunday, here's a notable one. This Sunday, February the 28th, 2010, there's going to be a public forum, Haiti Solidarity, Not Charity. Speakers include Penny Hess, the chairwoman of the African People's Solidarity Committee, and Chikanda Gondwe, the organizer of the Uhuru Movement in Toronto and emceed by the iconic journalist Norman Otis Richmond. That's this Sunday at OISE, room 212-252 Bloor Street West, presented by Toronto Haiti Action Committee, and it's in the afternoon, and you can check out, I think I saw it listed on socialistproject.ca/events if you want to get the details on that. And I just wanted to end the show this week actually with a track here. We'll leave it out with some music, and this is a track called Black History Month 2010, and it's by the local artist T West. So stay tuned for the Blues Dr. Julie Hill, who will be on next. I'll thank Victor Baines Marshall. I'll thank the guests from the top of the show, Tristan Coffey and Manura Douglas, and shout out to the Toronto Truth Seekers. And well, here's that T West track.
Of our republic,
word up, word up.
Wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They were signing a promissory note to whichever American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men.
Now I've given y'all the Malcolms, giving y'all the Martins, giving y'all a place to go in which you should be starting. Now I'm back on another list, people like beg your pardon. Not good blacks for MIA like we play for the Dolphins. Looking back into the Senate, I have amazing inventors. People going, doing things and making life better. As I wake up, drive and go to work in the morning, when I miss a red light, I thank Garrett Morgan. He didn't only stop at the light, July 24th, 1916, he showed us a sight, the motivation to proceed. Your inventions are providing me. Just too bad that they can't mess the stench of our society. Efferin Taylor, one heck of a kid. Politicians that I like, think Mifflin Gibbs. Pierre Trudeau, just go and search what he did.
He isn't black, West.
Really? Could have swore that he is. Now for real, some people they be spreading round lies. What I want is y'all now to open up your eyes. So my people, my friends, get your fists in the sky. If they ask you what you're doing, this is how you reply. Say, this is Black History Month. This is Black History Month. This is Black History Month. 2010, like 2010. Yo, ladies, Ruffles, pick where you begin, cause either path leads to a black American. George Crumb, his mistake, our trip, definition of all that, yeah, and a bag of chips. And if he was still around, plenty people, they would think bank, cause who would've thought you could have blood bank? Charles Root forever in our minds of state. Sure he's gone, but he's still saving lives this day. Many dreams that we have, people already solved them. Though I ain't from New York, then comb to Harlem. If I ever leave rap and write a book one day, I just hope to sit along the shelves of Clive McKay. For music, perhaps the greatest thing to ever have happened. Pretty sad the kids today don't have no Michael Jackson. They ain't even have any yet. So when they singing this is it, I respond with a man, I'm ready. Now for real, some people they be spreading around lies. What I want is y'all now to open up your eyes. So my people, my friend, get your fists in the sky. If they ask you what you doing, this is how you reply. Say this is Black History Month. This is Black History Month. This is Black History Month. 2010, like 2010.
John Love, he holds a special place in my heart. Cause that is why my thoughts with my pencil so sharp. For the train of thought I'm on with the music that I does, man. Underground loves me, Harriet Tubman. Christopher Spence is a person that I'm rooting for. Really took a brush and then applied it to the school board. Making Black history where everybody's known. I wanna do it quicker than Harry Jerome. Now for real, some people they be spreading around lies. What I want is y'all now to open up your eyes. So my people, my friend, get your fists in the sky. If they ask you what you doing, this is how you reply. Say this is Black History Month. This is Black History Month. This is Black History Month. 2010, like 2010, like.